Good morning. Every week we like to bring you a prophecy update, showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that are found in your Bible. Michael Jackson's memorial service was big news this past week, and I think that it has a prophetic interest for us. According to the New York Daily News, and this is a quote, more than 31 million people tuned in to live television coverage of the memorial service. It was the second most watched daytime funeral ever measured. Princess Diana's funeral drew an estimated 33.25 million viewers spread across 8 networks back in 1997. Then there was online viewing. MSNBC reported nearly 19 million online streams. CNN said that it had the second largest streaming day in its history with 10.5 million streams in all and 4.4 million during the memorial. ABC News Digital reported close to 6 million live streams of the memorial service on abcnews.com and its partner sites. Foxnews.com reported 3.4 million. A company called TechCrunch reported the following numbers. For CNN, they reported 72 million page views, 10.8 million unique visitors, and 8.9 million live video streams. They said that CNN saw a peak of 781,000 concurrent live streams. Ustream reported 4.6 million total streams, 1.6 million total unique visitors, and 12,000 messages sent per minute. Facebook reported that 1 million users posted 733,000 status updates, 759,000 users viewed the broadcast, and 6,000 updates per minute at its peak. Another company called Akamai Technologies, a Massachusetts firm that handles 20% of the world's web traffic, said the Jackson Memorial brought the Internet's second largest day ever in terms of total traffic. The record was set by the Obama inauguration. On Twitter, the 10 most popular topics Tuesday afternoon were also all connected to Jackson's memorial, with the term Michael Jackson alone generating 80,000 tweets per hour. If you don't know what Twitter is or tweets, we'll explain it later. Others gathered in churches to watch live as a group the memorial. Now, of interest to us as students of Bible prophecy is the technology on display here. In the revelation of Jesus Christ, we read of a future in which the entire world, the whole world, would be able to watch an event happening live in Jerusalem over a 3-day period. The coming world leader we know as the Antichrist is going to kill God's 2 special witnesses. After that, this is what we read. Starting in Revelation 11, verse 8, their dead bodies will lie in the street in the city which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified, referring to Jerusalem. Then those people from all tribes and tongues and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, making merry and send gifts to one another, because these 2 prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. And great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. People from all over the earth will see these events in real time as they occur. When before in human history has that ever been possible? It hasn't. It's only really very recently in our own history that you could imagine such an event. The Bible 2,000 years ago predicted the technology that we have today that we take for granted. And it's prophetic in that sense. That for centuries, ever since John wrote the Revelation, a criticism about it is that it couldn't be literal because the entire world could never watch one event happening live over a period of time at the same time. And now, absolutely we can, and we do, all over the world. These are most definitely the last days that the Bible talks about. The Lord Jesus Christ has promised that at any moment He will come to resurrect the dead in Christ and rapture the living saints off of the earth. as we see these various things unfolding week after week as we bring you prophecy updates, it's not that we're getting closer to the rapture of the church. We're getting closer to the tribulation and the second coming of Jesus Christ at its end. The rapture of the church could happen any moment. It is an imminent event, and it will happen before the Great Tribulation. And that's why every week we tell you what? Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Why? Well, you can do better than that, but next time.